Good morning. The question I want to ask today is, does God fit well into our lives? Now, we always kind of look at it from the other perspective. Would I fit in God's way? And I'm asking, does God fit well into our lives? I would suggest that probably some of that answer is yes and some of that answer is no. James says in James chapter 4, 13 to 17, listen to you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make money, while you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? How many of you know exactly what you're going to do tomorrow? Well, then there's no liars in the house. That's a good sign. Because you don't know. Is it possible and has it happened to you that the very thing you're trying to do can just change on the heartbeat? Depending on a situation. Well, you don't even know what'll happen tomorrow. What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. Whew, that puts some serious stuff out there. When you sit and ponder, whether it's tomorrow or next year or 10 years from now, what does your mind let you dream of when you think about it? We are a people who want things. We don't know all the criteria we need to know. How many of you know that you're going to live at least 10 more years? You know it for certain. 5? I think we shouldn't be arrogant enough to look at God and say, oh, I know I'll live at least 5 years. Because God can say, I know you won't. But here's what's good. If you're in the embrace of God, it don't matter how long you live. Because once you get over being dead, and you will get over being dead, you're going to live forever. Who cares? So most of us have ideas turn into dreams for the future, but the real issue is whether God's in the middle of that. And it's critical as we think and plan and dream about our future that we do that in the spiritual realm. This is my opinion, only the opinion of this station, okay? I think we read stuff in the Bible and then go off here and create stuff that really doesn't fit that. What's the better thing is if the text says it. And you can read that text. You stay there. It doesn't matter what Brother Bubba over here says, or Sister Abigail over here says. It's what God has to say. I can walk in the embrace of God any time of the day I choose to do it and be perfectly okay with God. And I can do that because I've been shown by Him through the Scriptures that He imparted what He did of His righteousness to me. He didn't do that so much to make me righteous as much as He did to make me clean so I could hang out with Him. That's more the idea. God is on our side. He has always been on our side. Don't get down to the funeral days and get down where, okay, I'm sick, you know, I'm not going to be here. Doctor says you got 3 days. The doctor don't know, you know, they think that, and they've seen it enough to know it happens, but Here's the deal. Your assurance doesn't need to come from anybody but God on matters of salvation. As we think about it, the text will tell us in 6:33 of Matthew to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Notice first the kingdom, then His righteousness. And then He says, basically, once you got all that, I'll give you all the rest of it. God is a giving God who will give us more than we need so that we will have enough to cover what we've messed up. Ultimately, all that we think or do have to be processed through His kingdom and His righteousness. If we get that, we got this thing. In this lesson, we're going to look at some things here. God's working among us. God is involved in our plans. You can go and sit down and look at books and look at pictures and look at places in the world, say, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. There's plenty of people never made it back from those, I'm going to go do those things. You know that? There are people that never got to see the rest of it because they didn't live long enough. I figure y'all are going to live forever. Here's a God that gives you permission to live. Psalm 3:5, I lay down and sleep. Awake again because the Lord sustains me. And notice, that wasn't because they went to the right place here and right place over there. Because of who? Psalm 55:2, cast your cares on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never, listen, He will never let the righteous fail. I says, well, that's not true. They let my daddy die. If your dad did die, do you really think that's over? Are we that shallow? Can God bring life from the death? Can He? Has He? Will He do it again? Quit worrying about who's dead. You're going to live again. If they're in covenant with Jesus Christ, you're going to get to visit with them. But listen to it. When this world is over, when this life is done, we're not going to be sitting back on a cloud being fed grapes by angels. God has never, ever allowed people to be nothing, do nothing, have no responsibility. Whatever you end up with in the life ahead of us yet, you're going to have to use what God will give you. You believe that's true? This is not over because you die. Death is just a blink, and there will be new life. On occasions, in some places, they'll have some kind of big party, some, you know, thing in a small town, and they'll put up decorations and all that, right? The whole time you're down there in that thing, walking around in that, one of the things you see is there's people out there not having much fun as you do. And they've got sticks and they're picking up stuff that you drop. They're cleaning up your mess. You ever see that downtown when you go somewhere like that? God's going to bring you back and you are going to live forever. You're not going to be visiting Uncle Buck and ain't somebody, unless God wants you to. You're going to have a job. You're going to have a job in the whole cosmos. And your job will be to work with those who are there, with whom you're going to see that you've never seen before. I'm talking about critters and beings that God has. And you're going to be a part of that. You're not going to go to heaven when you die. I hate to tell you that, but you're not. You've never, ever one place in the Bible been invited to it. Nowhere. But he did say he would give you life. Good enough. Yes or no? Good enough. You can have all the plans worked out you want to. God's still in charge. Luke 12:22-31, Jesus says to his disciples, therefore don't worry about your life, what you eat, about your body, about what you wear. Life is more than food. The body is more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than the birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? You know what happens when you worry? You don't add a single hour, you subtract. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Let me ask you this. Did God make the bird? You reckon God made the bird feed they will be? Crickets, worms, whatever. God do that? Does God really need you? I mean, really? Do you realize that the human element in God's creation is huge? It's huge in the sight of God. God chose you to be His people, not somebody else's. He knows you're going to mess up, prepared ahead of time for you in your messing up. Now, some of us, like me and Alan and Carol Bateman, we make more of a mess. But look at what more you've got to talk about. See? God's on our side. Paul the Apostle understood that every undertaking he was ever to have was powered by God. Smallest job you could do in the name of Christ, I mean the smallest thing that you could possibly think to do, when you did it, it's still powered by Christ. The same power that could speak to the sun and have it go backwards 3 days. That's the power God's given us. James 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. My question is this. If I'm in the embrace of Jesus Christ, even with my inabilities, and God has covered me with His righteousness, that makes me as righteous as God. You know that, right? It makes you the same way, because He chose it, not because I chose it or did it, or you. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heaven lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Can you bank on God when your life? Yes. James says this, listen, you who say today or tomorrow we'll go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make money. See, this is the plan. You hear this all over the place, just in different words. Jesus says, well, you don't even know what'll happen no more. What is your life? Well, I tell you, I'm very educated. I have the perfect speech. Y'all have experienced that, I'm sure. You know, you have all of that. And he says, listen, while you don't even know what'll happen tomorrow, what is your life? And he answers, you are a mist. You're not even a rain. Do you hear that? You are certainly no fluid. You're just a mist. He said, here, a mist that appears for a little while and it vanishes. Instead, You ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we'll live and do this or that. You know, that's really the thing. I could tell you stuff. And over years, honestly, we've been around 2 or 3 years together here about now. None of us are worth keeping. Not the first one of them. But when God looks at you and me, He said, that's my girl, that's my boy. They're in a covenant with me. They hadn't always got it right, but I always made it right for them. And I cleaned it up every time they made a mess. And what they see is one thing, what I see is pure, no sin. That's what I want. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for everybody. But there's people that just won't embrace it. So our job is to embrace what God has to say. Turn it inside and say, I know I'm not worthy of this. I can't believe God would even give me this. God says, son, I've already washed you and you're clean. Would you sing washed in the blood of the Lamb today? Do you hear what God's done? This is not small. There are churches where if you said this, they would throw you out on your ear. But you have seen these things over the years in the Scriptures, and you know they're true. If God has a hand in it, and if it fits what God wants to do, there is nothing Satan can do to take it from us. Do you believe that's true? We serve a God who even in our weakness makes us strong, and even in our blindness makes us see. And we will be washed in the blood of the Lamb forever. The church said,